Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Amen. This morning we consider the words of our Savior in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 12, verse 32. Jesus said, "And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself." This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus, who was lifted up from the earth, so that where he is, there we may be also. Dear friends in Christ, magnets are funny things. They both attract and repel. That is, they're capable both of strongly drawing two things together, and also, as in the case of similar poles of two different magnets, of powerfully pushing things apart. You may never have thought of the cross as a magnet. And yet there's something about our Lord's elevation upon the cross, and subsequently his elevation to the right hand of his Father in glory. There's something there that exerts a tremendous magnetic force on people. If we consider the evidence, we're forced to conclude that the cross is a mighty magnet. It is a mighty magnet. The cross, first of all, has the power to overcome every other attraction. And it did that, didn't it? Not right away, tentatively at first, but then in cascading numbers. At Calvary on Good Friday, a few of the disciples overcame their fear and crept back to Jesus' cross. On a mountaintop on Ascension Day, more disciples were drawn to Jesus as he was lifted up from the earth to the right hand of his heavenly Father. In Jerusalem on Pentecost, again, Jesus was drawing people to himself when over 3,000 souls became believers on that one day through the message of the cross. The disciples became his witnesses in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. The message of the cross spread and grew. Over the centuries, great multitudes were drawn to the cross of Christ. Until today, 2.3 billion people, over one-third of the human beings on the surface of this planet, claim the name of Christian. Clearly, the cross is a magnet that has the power to overcome every other attraction. And that's a good thing, because there are a lot of other attractions in our world, especially today. If you're complacently thinking that the cross is the only magnet in your life, you haven't been paying attention. There are so many forces pulling us in different directions in our day. Forces that at best can be distractions from the cross and our Savior, and at worst can pull us in exactly the opposite direction from our devotion to Jesus and his word. Money and possessions, peer pressure, pride can pull you away. So can lust and the desire for sinful pleasure. Your reason, what makes sense to you. Your emotions, what feels right to you. Both of those are powerful magnets that can pull you away from God's word, pull you away from your Savior's cross. It frightens me when I see Christians, especially young Christians, toying with these dangerous forces. It makes me think how, when a meteor is passing the earth, there inevitably comes that moment when it first, almost imperceptibly, comes under the sway of the earth's gravity. Here's this huge rock weighing thousands and thousands of tons, hurtling through space, and the first frail fingers of Earth's gravity reach out and inevitably begin to tug it toward the Earth, perhaps with just a few ounces of pressure at first. But time passes, the rock comes a little closer, gravity gets a little bit stronger, and if you've ever seen a shooting star, then you know how the story ends. Before long, the meteor is a burning cinder of destruction, hurtling across the night sky in its death throes. My Christian friends, don't toy with sin. Repent of every sin, every day. Don't allow anything to even start drawing you away from the cross. Bear in mind the warning that was spoken to Christians by the writer to the Hebrews. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? The cross repels most people, we know that. The idea that salvation can be reached only by trusting in what Jesus did for us on the cross, that idea is repulsive and obnoxious to most people. But praise the Lord, to us who are being saved, the cross is the power of God unto salvation. And that is the most attractive power of all. What's the most powerful magnet in the world? Well, I can tell you the second most powerful. In 2010, a magnet was constructed at Florida State University that set a new record for sheer power. An electromagnet, it generated a sustained magnetic field of 45 Tesla, which is roughly equivalent to a million times the gravitational magnetic pull of the Earth. An attractive force that strong is difficult to even conceive. In fact, there's only one force stronger, and that's the miraculous, life-changing, magnetic pull of the cross of Jesus Christ. The cross is a mighty magnet, secondly, because it has the power to draw us with our Savior into glory. Jesus said, "And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." 2 days later, in the upper room, Jesus promised his disciples, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." How can you begin to measure the magnetic force of the cross? A force that can take wretched, sin-laden, corrupt people like you and me and pull us away from eternal damnation in hell. How can you gauge the power that can take pathetically, morally bankrupt sinners like us and pull us straight through the gates of heaven into the mansions of everlasting glory? That's the power of our Savior's cross. He was lifted up on that cross in order to pay the price for each one of your sins. He wiped from God's book the record of every last offense you've ever committed or ever will commit. He took all your guilt, all your sin upon himself, and there on that cross, lifted up on the cross, he atoned for every scrap. Well might it bring tears to our eyes when we survey that wondrous cross on which the King of Glory died. And not only tears of godly repentance for our sins, appropriate as they may be, no, we blessed creatures can shed tears of joy and pure relief that Christ has drawn us from the pit of hell and delivered us to the gates of everlasting glory. With startled wonder, once again, during this Lenten season, we glimpse the depth of God's love for us, love that made him sacrifice his Son. Delivered from eternal death, safe from sin's punishment, we read with delight words such as those of the prophet Jeremiah. "The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, 'Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you.'" How blessed are you and I who have been drawn to the Savior. This is the magnet of God's grace, the mighty magnet of the cross. What a delight and privilege it is for us to sing with the hymnist, "Drawn to the cross which thou hast blessed, with healing gifts for souls distressed, to find in thee my life, my rest, Christ crucified I come." Amen. We sing hymn 701.